It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, this is the second week of the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Okay. Yes, going on over in France.
Right.
Now, it is the most prestigious film festival in the entire world.
You're kidding.
Did you know that?
Is it really?
It is. Held in Cannes, in France, it previews new films of all genres, including documentaries from all around the world. It was first conceived in 1939, and its creation can be largely attributed to the French desire to compete with the Venice Film Festival, which at the time was the only international film festival, and at that time was then under the sway of the ruling fascists.
So, does the Venice Film Festival, is that still a thing?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but
I've never heard
is
of
now...
It.
Surpassed it.
Yeah. It has. It kicked its can.
It's right. In May of 1939, the city of Cannes was selected as a location for the festival. The reason for deciding on the city was because of its tourism appeal, because it is on the French Riviera, and also because the city hall offered to increase the municipality's financial participation, including the commitment of building a dedicated venue for the event.
Oh, okay.
So that year in 1939, Hollywood stars of the moment like Gary Cooper, Cary Grant, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Marlene Dietrich, and Mae West all arrived thanks to an ocean liner chartered by MGM.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd take the
ship
over.
That's a dramatic entrance. Yeah.
That's different.
On August 31st, the opening night gala took place with the private screening of the American film The Hunchback of Notre Dame. However, the festival was halted just 2 days later after it began because of Germany's invasion of Poland.
Oh, boy.
It was ultimately canceled completely due to the outbreak of World War II,
yeah.
And it returned in 1946.
Ah.
Now, the most prestigious award given at Cannes is the Palme d'Or, or the Golden Palm.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
For Best Film. It was introduced in 1955 by the festival's organizing committee. Until then, a Grand Prix of the International Film Festival was awarded to Best Director. Winners were presented with a work by a popular contemporary artist.
Mm.
So kind of they got different awards, I guess. Each year looked different.
Okay.
Yes. At the end of 1954, the festival's board of directors invited several jewelers to submit designs for a palm in tribute to the coat of arms of the city of Cannes.
Okay.
The Palme d'Or is widely considered one of the film industry's most prestigious awards. It is handcrafted in the Geneva workshops of these celebrated jewelers at Chopard.
Oh, Chopard. Yes. Yes, of course.
In Switzerland by no fewer than 7 artisans.
Wow.
And requires over 40 hours of work.
Mm.
The palm made of 24-karat gold is hand-cast into a wax mold, then affixed to a cushion of a single piece of cut crystal.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, only four
fancy
films have won both the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival and the Oscar for Best Picture.
Okay.
The first two I've never heard of because they're old. The Lost Weekend in 1945 and Marty in 1955.
Yeah.
And then Parasite in 2019 and Anora just last year in 2024.
Oh, have you seen both of those?
Yes.
And?
Yeah, they're both good. I like them both.
Okay.
Yeah. This year's, there were two honorary Palme d'Or awards given out. The first was given to Robert De Niro during the festival's opening ceremony, and Denzel Washington was just surprised with the second to just today.
Just today?
Before
really?
Before the world premiere of his movie, Highest to Lowest.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
Well, Denzel.
Two pretty great actors, well-deserving of those awards, I would say. One of the most iconic symbol of Cannes is its red carpet laid out for the film festival each year. It's nearly 200 feet long, and at one time they changed it out 3 times a day. But today it's changed just once a day, so every day there's a new red carpet.
Oh, wow.
For eco-friendly reasons. Yeah.
That's why they only do it once a day?
That's why they only do it once a day.
For eco-friendly.
Right. Yeah.
I got you.
Uh-huh. So Cannes is one of the big three major European film festivals alongside Venice and Berlin, as well as one of the big five major international film festivals alongside Venice, Berlin, Toronto, and Sundance. Each year, Cannes draws around 4,500 journalists and over 200,000 filmmakers, actors, agents, and fans from all over the world, making it the second largest media event after the Olympics.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's that big?
It's that big.
All right. Right there on the French Riviera.
Yes.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Cannes Film Festival, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Saturday Night at the Movies by the Drifters.
By the Drifters. All right, we'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends, 102.7, the biggest hits, and the Drifters, and Saturday Night at the Movies. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Cannes Film Festival, which is happening now, I think through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap three. How many, just one carpet so far, one red carpet so far?
Today.
All right.
Just today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the Cannes Film Festival is the most prestigious film festival in the world.
It's the second largest media event after the Olympics.
And the red carpet gets changed out once a day for eco-friendly reasons.
Eco-friendly reasons, right. So what happens to the old carpets, do we know? Do they just burn them?
No, they must donate it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something?
To an orphanage, I'm sure.
I'm sure, something. I'm sure it goes to a good cause.
I bet it does.
For eco-friendly reasons.
Eco-friendly reasons, yeah. Of course. Folks want to learn more about the Cannes Film Festival. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
You can watch all of this live on Facebook every day at 4:10 and catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner, like and subscribe to the channel so you know when we post new stuff, and you can see the videos that go along with the stuff we are talking about as well. And you're coming back tomorrow at 4:10.
Yes, I am.
With a brand new Wiki Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Andy Gibb, Prince, and more on the way. And your request for the legendary Drive at 5 coming up at 5 o'clock. You can call or text at 222-4000.